This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, talking all things constitutional and unconstitutional. We're going to parse all the stories of the day with Jonathan E. Mord. It is the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, y'all, this is the last Sacred Fire of Liberty. No, don't panic. Not the last one totally, but the last one at this time slot. Next week at this time, we're going to be on live from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, noon to 2 Pacific, and I'm really excited for our new daytime slot. And we'll be reaching out more and more people through our friend, well, with our friend's help, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnewsradio.com as well. So, Jonathan, you ready to go earlier next week?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we've got a lot to cover, though, this evening, including, you know, this is a subject we've talked a lot about, right? The legitimacy of, for instance, banning or stopping, let's say temporarily, people from being at school who are not vaccinated, right? There have been court cases on this that they said if there's an outbreak, you know, you got to stay at home. And I'm like, well, that's okay. I don't mind that. And in fact, a lot of times you'd say, why would I want my kid there when a lot of people are getting sick? A lot of them are vaccinated. Although, in the case of measles and chickenpox, my perspective is I wanted my kids to get it early, and I feel their natural immunity is much better than the artificial immunity may be induced by the vaccination itself. But did you see this story about the New York judge?
Yes, and I think that the New York judge, as far as the decision went, did do almost. I think it was appropriate for him to decide that in the presence of an outbreak of measles, that it was appropriate for kids who were not vaccinated to stay at home so as not to cause them to get the measles or to make them become carriers. But he didn't go far enough, because it's not just that the parties who were not vaccinated should carry the entire burden.
Mm-hmm.
He should have ordered the school to make lessons available online and through other means to these kids so that they could stay up with their class and not be at home for 60 or more days with no classwork and being discriminated against in that way. So he should have decided that it was in the best interest of the children to be at home, to not be subjected to the risk during the presence of the outbreak for so long as the outbreak is present, but that it was incumbent upon the school to take measures to ensure that those students had access to education and that the school could not discriminate against them by denying them a fair and equal opportunity to advance in their educational studies by not letting them have access to their classwork and so forth. So they should do extraordinary things, such as have the classes available online through video chat type or, you know, video conferencing.
Mm-hmm.
Have the classwork available to them in real time and have them be available to take tests online and do whatever is necessary to interact just at a distance.
Well, to accommodate them. Now, you know, what's interesting about this, Jonathan, this may bring up the inconvenient truth or inconvenient facts that the MMR vaccine is not really effective in every case. And so you're going to see that if they exclude the so-called anti-vaxxers, they like to call us that, but for whatever reason, philosophical, religious, or other reasons, you say, you know, my kid's not, and you go, they have to stay home. It's going to become more apparent that the vulnerability of the vaccinated crowd is very real, and it's part of what we've been pointing out, that if you're willing to take the risk to get vaccinated and with all the things we perceive potentially could happen, there's also the other side that you're not guaranteed you're immune to anything at all, as
exactly.
We've seen. You know, so that's going to be one of those things you're going to have to contend with as well.
But I think that given the nature of the restrictions upon the judge in the law, the appropriate thing for him to do was to say that these students should have to stay at home during the presence of the outbreak, which I think is a reasonable means to limit the spread. However, I do think that if you go to that extent, you must do what's in the best interest of those children, which means that the state has to accommodate them by making available the class through online means and so on. And the failure to do that is an act of discrimination.
Sure.
And it is also an action that harms those children.
There's no
justification for that. There's absolutely no justification.
You brought this up, too, I think. We've talked about this. But what if the kids who are not vaccinated have already had the measles? Wouldn't that be a reasonable, child is not.
I would certainly think so. And that would be a reasonable argument for an exception. And any judge, I think, who is reasonable would take that into account, saying, hey, look, they're essentially vaccinated.
Right, correct. They've actually had the disease. So that's something, or infection, that's something I would want to bring up as well. Now, let me switch gears real quick to the issue of censorship. The calls for censorship don't necessarily rise to the legal liability of censoring. Okay, I acknowledge there's a distinction here. We recognize that many groups are now calling to shut down any discussion online and social media networks, etc., or now on Amazon with books that have been sold, videos that have been streaming that question vaccines that aren't necessarily anti-vaccine but question some safety issues, and they're being pulled down from Amazon. Now, the level of legal, let's say, definition of censorship that is could be liable for a court case versus, hey, they're just kind of stifling the free flow of information, but they're not legally responsible for something that violates the Constitution. Where do you draw that line?
Well, look, when you have sensationalism is essentially an exaggeration, which is oftentimes brought about by prohibiting a contrary viewpoint. You sensationalize by exaggerating the significance of one view by simply denying the existence of the opposing view. We've had sensational media in the past. We've had eras of yellow journalism. And it's reprehensible. And the public should know what to do about that, which is to avoid these media in favor of other media and other means of communicating the same information by their own publication sites and so forth. But when these mass media vehicles exercise editorial discretion to preclude an entire argument, here anti-vaccination argument, from being communicated, that's to their detriment. We should condemn them for that. But they're exercising editorial discretion. Actually, what they're doing as a private party, if it were government, it would be different. They would then be subject to restrictions under the Constitution or the First Amendment for engaging in content-based discrimination. But with private parties, what is termed in the act by action of in when the government does it, content-based discrimination, when it's done by a private party, it's editorial discretion. When an editor decides he wants to make his publication a biased rag, that's his choice or her choice, and it is up to us to recognize, oh, that's a biased publication. And the First Amendment applies against state action, not against private action. So there is no censorship is, by definition, government suppression of speech. Censorship is not when a private party says, I'm not going to run this view.
All right. Well, let me ask this question in a little different way. Representative Schiff in Congress, who clearly I'm not a big fan of, probably you're not either, has written letters to private entities urging them to limit, or in this case, I think I use the word censor, the access of the people through their services, which, technically are private, although some have argued Facebook is so big it's become the town square. I know these are legal nuances, but what about when a government agent, if you will, in the guise of Schiff says, hey, you should censor or you should take down any access to those books, those videos?
He has no power in and of himself to act against the party. Now, having said that, this is akin to government by raised eyebrow, which was referred to in the Newton Minow FCC chairmanship when he would suggest to the media that you not have this kind of programming. The difference is that the FCC chairman actually has power to take action against broadcast media. So there is a state action. In the case of a Congress critter like Schiff, who's utterly reprehensible in so many ways, you can't really trust anything he says. But the problem with this is that Schiff has no power to act. He's writing a letter, and the law looks at it as a letter from a member of Congress asking a private party to do something. But there's no subpoena. There's no order. There's no legally binding demand. And as a result, it has no legal force or effect. Having said that, even though it's not legally actionable right now, it could become so if a subpoena were to be issued based upon the notion and people were subjected to legal fees, costs, and punishment. And, you know, it could also happen if, for example, the FTC or some other agency of the government acted upon Schiff's recommendation and began an investigation or whatever against these parties based on the idea that they are allowing anti-vaccine views to be communicated. That would then be state action. That would then create a basis to challenge it on the First Amendment grounds.
Well, I think that some of the threats that Congress is making against Zuckerberg and Facebook, however legitimate, I don't know, but there's pressure, I think, by Congress saying, hey, we're looking at you, we're watching you. And so there could be a veiled threat by Schiff going, if you don't do this.
Well, it's an abuse of power, and they should be called to task for violating, for having no respect for the Constitution. At a minimum, these people do not respect the First Amendment limits on their power. Now, having said that, they haven't actually wielded the power in a legally cognizable way, where it is a action that could be taken to court. What they've done is they've used coercion, threats, and abuse of power in that sense.
All right. Well, we've got some great constitutional discussion today, as we do each and every week here with Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up to emord.com at robertscottbell.com. Let's talk Beto O'Rourke, if that's how he says his name, and the end of the world as he knows it in 12 years, he and AOC. What's going to happen?
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag. Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are still going to be cranking it up weekdays, just at an earlier time slot. Go to robertscottbell.com. Please sign up for email alerts. And when you're there, we'll be able to communicate with you just in case, you know, there are people that don't like what we say about health, natural health, healing, immune system. And that's okay that they don't like it, but when they start shutting us down, it becomes problematic. But we have our good buddy, Jonathan Ebord, the FDA, and I'd say FTC, and FCC Dragon Slayer, whenever you can. You don't mind taking them on either, do you?
Not at all.
Not at all. So, what are we going to do? We got the Democrats are like racing far and farther to communism, socialism, and everything in between. And now we've got Beto O'Rourke, the Irishman posing as a Mexican, apparently, in Texas, saying, I'm going to run for president, and we're doomed in 12 years unless we adopt AOC's Green New Deal or some semblance of it. And what do you perceive of his strategy here?
Well, Robert Francis O'Rourke, the Irishman who would be Mexican, His idea that the world is coming, I mean, these are all histrionics. You know, the extraordinary thing about this is you should always be wary of someone who tells you that the world is coming to an end. We used to look at certain religious figures who would make these apocalyptic pronouncements and would say, you know, on March the 3rd, 2022, the world will come to an end. And everyone would laugh heartily and, you know, slap their thighs and say, gee, that's ridiculous. Well, this is of equally extraordinary and ridiculous proposition because, look, these ebbs and flows in climate are not atypical. They're typical. Mm-hmm. So as a result, you've got to ask yourself, if they're typical, why are we, you know, preparing ourselves to board a rocket ship that will take us to Mars? Why are we doing that? Why are we going to spend billions and billions and billions and trillions of dollars on the assumption that the world will come to an end when there's absolutely no sound evidence that that's going to happen. I mean, you would be hard-pressed to prove the world is going to come to an end, and yet these people say these things with absolute conviction, and they champion this. Why? Because it's an opportunity. Crisis is always an opportunity for a communist or a socialist mm-hmm. to convince the most people of a need for government control. Right? We're going to eliminate, what's the Green New Deal? We're going to eliminate private enterprise. We are going to stop the production of all fossil fuels in the United States. We're all going to go back to the Stone Age. And government is going to save us from ourselves by making it illegal to have economic liberty, making it illegal to have freedom of choice, making it illegal to invent, making it illegal to fly in an airplane. You know, all of these things are asinine in the extreme, but they cleave to it and they parade about and they champion it and they pound their fists and say, this is the future. You know, this is where we're going. Well, if this is the future, my goodness, we're in a loop that's taking us back to the Stone Age. And, you know, they don't talk about the consequences of this. I mean, even for just a fraction of a second, if you make fossil fuels illegal, then you stop all heating, you stop all cooking, you make it necessary for us to go out and chop down wood to trees to burn things to keep us warm in the wintertime and to have food, and sooner or later you have no trees left and you get mass starvation. You can't process food, you can't transport it in trucks, we go back to seasonal marketplaces where, mm-hmm. okay, it's the time to eat a banana and not, you know, one time a year. I mean, this is, we severely restrict choice and we cause malnutrition, but it's all for the great cause mm-hmm. of preventing an illusory end of the universe.
Well, I think that if you can frighten people into giving up more of their liberties, right, for some perceived good that is fictionalized but made scary enough by movies that people begin to believe, then you're going to go, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. We got to do something. Of course,
what I find absolutely mind-boggling is that the media, it shouldn't mm-hmm. surprise me too much, but that the media does nothing to test them. In other words, to say, well, what proof do you have the world's going to end in 10 years? Mm-hmm. What's your proof?
Yeah.
And what proof do you have if you adopt anything you say that it's going to stop pollution? When China's contributing the most pollution in the world, when the rest of the world's polluting like mad, you're going to say the United States is going to stop? How is that going to save the world? If pollution is going to kill us, how is stopping the United States from polluting sure. when it's one of the least pollution-based countries in the world, how is that going to save us?
And when you turn it over to the government to dictate to how much energy you can use, you know, how warm, how cold?
How many cows do you have to kill in order to stop the methane pollution?
Yeah, and how much food are you going to be fed by the government? I don't know. Look at Venezuela and see what they're eating out of for your answer.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A dozen Senate Republicans are joining Democrats in going against President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. On Thursday, a Senate vote on a resolution of disapproval passed by a 59-41 vote. One of those Republicans voting for the resolution of disapproval, Utah Senator Republican Mitt Romney.
It's a question about the balance of power that is core to our Constitution. This is not about the president or about border security. In fact, I support border security.
A California woman is launching a $500 billion lawsuit in connection to the nationwide school bribery scandal. The woman filed her class action complaint in a San Francisco Superior Court against actresses Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman, and 40 other defendants. The woman claims her kid and other kids did not get a fair chance to get into universities due to the cheating scandal. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all. We've had fun on the commercial breaks here. I know if you're listening on radio, you can't hear them, but watch us on YouTube. Catch the archives, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube, robertscottbell.com. Jonathan and I were having a great discussion about the whole oil thing, and this is something, again, Liam Sheff wrote about extensively, these concepts, and it really upset, because Liam, he's a researcher, and he didn't care who he angered, you know, if somebody on the right was angry with him, it wasn't about that. For him, it was just digging, and revealing what he found. And, you know, on the issue of energy utilization, as I was just mentioning to Jonathan, that those of you who are for alternative sources of energy, I don't think we're against them.
I just
know that the
grid as it stands today, there's no other way to inflow it unless nuclear, but nuclear is great until it's not.
Someone's going to come up with one means or another that's going to replace fossil fuels. I'm convinced of that. But I'm equally convinced that the government is not going to be the party that does that.
No, it's not. It's innovation without...
In a competitive environment in the marketplace where some genius pot comes along and does an extraordinary thing.
Yeah, exactly. And... folks, if you want to go off-grid in many states, they won't even let you, right? So that tells you, what is government doing? You want to be free of that and you want to live that? You don't want to bother anybody? No, we can't let you do that. So, again, as our founder said, it is government. And Reagan said it, too. The great danger to liberty is ultimately government. And, of course, they tried to, you know, basically put it in a constitutional cage, but the people have grown kind of lazy, fat, and sloppy and happy, and they don't even know what the Constitution means anymore. And they put people in that have no concern for it. But even if you go into government with that concern, Constitution number one doesn't mean there won't be disagreements. That's right from the get-go of the foundation of our Republican form of government, the signing of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all of that. There were disputes among the founders about this stuff. So it doesn't mean that everybody holds hands, sings, and gets along, but we can debate these ideas intellectually, and we don't have to use the power, force, and fraud of government to get our way.
That's right. We should never fear disagreement, because a contest of ideas is how we get to truth, how we get to advance. If you suppress information and suppress one side of a debate, you shroud everyone in a cloud of ignorance, and you limit innovation so much so that it is impossible for people to come up with a better way. If you've got to have debate, a clash of differing perspectives in order for people to come up with better solutions. If you don't allow that, you can never advance.
So let's engage in a disagreement, right? Because we respect Rand Paul as a senator, one of the most loyal to the Constitution, if we can call it that, and in terms of guiding his every action. Yet, Jonathan, you disagree with his perspective on the emergency declaration of the wall. He talks about funding issues constitutionally. We've talked about separation of powers and things. So what is it that, in your opinion, he's getting wrong on this? Because it is an important discussion to have.
Well, what he's getting wrong on this is that this is not a funding issue. Here's why. It's not a situation where the president is commandeering money that has not already been allocated by Congress. It's already been allocated by Congress. Congress has passed legislation saying that there can be an emergency declared by the president. It's been declared over a dozen, I think some 30 times, that the power has been used and expenditures have been made by the president. In this case, the president is using funds that are available in these budgets for him to use in his discretion. And more important than anything else is that there is no more fundamental power of a commander-in-chief. The President of the United States is Article II power as commander-in-chief than to defend the United States against threats that are coming from foreign countries. And that includes both, you know, armed threats, which are gangs, those who bring disease into this country, those who enter the country illegally, and those who are engaged in a conspiracy to destroy this country, such as terrorists. And all of these parties have come across the border, and now we have the largest infusion of people into this country that are illegal in our history. That is an emergency. But even if it weren't classified as an emergency, the President of the United States has inherent powers as the commander-in-chief to protect us from threats that come from foreign countries. And one fundamental way of doing that is to build a border. So the president can send the military down to build a border. He can absolutely do that, and it's within his power. Now, what can Congress do with the purse? Well, Congress can vote and restrict the availability of the funds. Congress can vote legislation that says you may not use any of the funds in the defense budget for that. Now, they can't apply it retroactively, but they can apply it prospectively. So they can do those things. That's the power of the purse. But you cannot take the co-equal power of the executive branch under the president's power as commander-in-chief and say that he may not act to defend people from harm, defend Americans from harm. He may not do so through the use of the military. Well, of course he can. He always has been able to. George Washington commandeered the military to suppress the Whiskey Rebellion. We used the military in the Civil War to suppress the rebellion.
Jonathan, let me ask, because I just want to get clarity. If I have a question, others have the question, too. Going back to the control of the purse, because I think that was Senator Paul's argument about, you know, where do you initiate spending? Are you saying that the money was already authorized in the defense budget that's currently there, that he can basically discretionarily spend, or that there has been authorization specific for the building of the wall so he can take that money that's already there?
He has money that was specifically delegated by Congress for the construction of the wall. There's some $1 or $2 billion of that, I believe. Then there is money that is available for the Army Corps of Engineers or other military branches to construct defensive barricades. Then there is money that is discretionary to be used by the president for the defense of American citizens and the American military and so on.
So you're making very specific distinctions in here. If you were to meet with Senator Rand Paul and say, hey, Rand, this is where you're getting it wrong versus what his perspective is on this.
Right, right. And it's not a situation where the president is spending money anew. It is not a situation where the president is taking funds that were not already appropriated into categories that he has discretion to use. And not only that, when you add to it this emergency proposition, the statutory provision where the president can declare a national emergency and expend resources in defense of the nation, my goodness, he's got extraordinary power, not only inherent in the presidency, but granted to him by Congress. If Congress didn't want him to have that power, they can revoke that piece of legislation. They can also put limits on what he can expend money for through the defense budget and so on. That's the power of the purse. Money's already been expended. It's already been allocated for these specific purposes. The president's merely using it in his discretion, which there's no foundation in the law to deny him the right to do that.
So you could disagree. You could disagree with the declaration of an emergency. You could argue, we don't think it's an emergency. I mean, that's a discussion you can have. But specific to what he has declared and the money that's already there, the argument is that if you want to stop it, you would have to now go forward in time and say the monies we're allocating from Congress, where we're, you know, the purse, the control of the purse, we could say you can't use it that way. Now, regarding this declaration, apparently Trump is likely to veto it. And I don't think there. What is the number? Is it a 2/3 majority? What is it to override a veto?
Well, it's a 2/3 majority of So, but here's the thing. There isn't going to be an override, I don't think.
It doesn't sound like it. Sounds like he'll veto it, and that'll be that.
In addition to that, the basic point here is that the president doesn't even have to ask for authority. I mean, he didn't even have to declare a national emergency, in my view. He had these funds available, and he could have committed them to it without even raising the point of a national emergency. It is inherent in the power of the presidency as commander-in-chief to take whatever steps are necessary to defend the American people. And if there's a threat coming in from an external source, that's the quintessential example of an exercise of the president's power as commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
So the Congress has the power to limit the availability of funds as a way to restrict his war-fighting ability or prevent or limit his ability to take defensive actions. But this is part and parcel. This is the other side of the grossly bloated government that they've created. They allocated all these funds. The emergency declaration thing, by the way, is so loose that I think you'd be very hard-pressed to argue that the president doesn't have discretion in declaring what is a national emergency. It is so extraordinarily broad. Mm-hmm. And here you've got ample justification for an emergency. You've got the largest influx of illegal aliens into America that has ever occurred. And we certainly have ample examples of criminal activity all around the country as a result of illegal aliens. And then we have the drugs pouring across the border. And then you also have gangs coming across the border. And then you also have this humanitarian crisis with all these women who are being impregnated or being raped on their way over the border against their will. I mean, if that doesn't qualify as a crisis, you'd be hard pressed to say what a crisis is then. What level of atrocity must you then say the president must meet before he can say there's an emergency?
So do you feel
argument? I find that to be a very unpersuasive argument.
Sure. Now, have you been following? I know how busy you are taking on the bureaucratic oligarchy and winning behind the scenes. He can't say what he's winning, but we'll get to that when he can. But the discussion, again, the debates, I like constitutional debates and discussion about that. Is that even happening? Obviously, again, Rand Paul, we would say in many cases, he's nailing it on the Constitution when nobody else or few others are. But just like when we've seen these, the hearings for Supreme Court justice, very few arguments on a constitutional basis are made. It's all what happened in high school. So I would like to see more engagement on that level, not less.
Well, I agree with you. I think we've entered into an era that's really rather tragic where the superficial has replaced the consequential, where things that mere appearances become all important and a basis for condemning someone as opposed to the substance of the person. We're actually in a form, it's a form of universal racism that contradicts the teachings of Martin Luther King, where, you know, it's the content of the character, not the color of the skin, that ought to be the basis for judging. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're missing. We're really not assessing the substance here. We're looking at superficial things. The substance of this is that this is an executive power to defend the nation against threats. And he may use that power, whether it's to block a specific threat or to block a general threat that poses the risk of harming American citizens. He can do what is necessary.
Beautiful. All right, we got a lot more healing to go of a political variety when we get together with Jonathan Emore. We talk about constitutional issues and sometimes global policy issues as it relates to the interests of the United States and those of us in it. Although we have listeners from around the world, those who do listen from around the world love liberty like we do. Health, freedom, healing, liberty on tap. A new galaxy has been discovered called Pelosi Minor. How will it affect the vote in this election or the next? We'll talk about it next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you go to robertscottbell.com right now, this time next week, I could actually show you the articles that we're talking about visually on screen for those of you watching on YouTube, which will be fun. And if Jonathan is so amenable to it, you'll be able to see him live on the air because we'll send Jonathan you a link via your computer. You'll click it and you'll be on the air with us visually too, if you want.
That'll scare every listener you have.
Well, listen, I don't know if I'm going to...
It might work around Halloween, Robert, but I don't know about the rest of the year.
Right? Well, the pictures that we usually use are you and me in a suit and tie. So we're not so intimidating, I don't think, anyway. I think we actually look good when we dress up. But, yes, there have been times with the costumes. Also, when we were at the Sacred Fire of Liberty, right, we had our the people that were wearing what we call costumes now of the era, and we had these awesome T-shirts that you had made. Remember, the Beatles walking across the Founding Five? It was awesome. So, yeah, we're going to look different, but I think it'll be a fun interaction. People are loving where we're going with this, and I'm just excited that we get to continue with the Sacred Fire of Liberty through it all, because it's been as you are a stalwart defender of the Constitution and liberty, we get to cover things in ways that very rarely get covered in media. And, again, I'm just excited about what people are now calling RSB Show 2.0.
Cool. I'm for it.
Yeah. So we got some upcoming events. I'm going to be at the NoCo Hemp Expo. A lot of innovation in the hemp field for not just dietary supplement level stuff, but construction, fuel production, very interesting things. So I'll be broadcasting live end of the month. And early April, we're going up to Toronto. If the Canadians let me in or if the Americans let me back, I'll be there for the Total Health event. And it's been fun going up there. For those that are liberty-minded, they appreciate the message, even in Canada there, Jonathan.
That's superb, our Canadian friends to the north.
Yeah, those that love liberty are big fans of the show and you as well. So let's wrap it up with Pelosi Minor. She's advocating that we should have 16-year-olds vote. I'm like, dude, I have some questions about 18-year-olds voting, Jonathan, but 16?
You better be careful, because if she keeps going in that direction, she's going to recognize personhood of the unborn.
Ooh, you're right. That could be a risk for her. Good
huge
point.
Risk. I mean, if she keeps, why 16? Why not 14? Why not 12? Why not 10? Why not down to 1? Why not, oh my goodness, will be able to do a sonogram to get your vote. So I think this is just all, you know, rubbish. I mean, why 16? 18-year-olds have a hard enough time. 16-year-olds, really? You think the average 16-year-old is a good choice for voting? I mean, so I think that it's a fit. You have to cut it off somewhere. And some would say, you know, well, in the modern world, when you're 13, you're an adult. In the modern world, when you're 15, you're an adult. You're 16. Well, I think that if you're capable of being drafted, you probably should be able to vote.
Should have a vote at that point. Yeah.
Your life can be commandeered by the state. You ought to be able to vote on issues that will be pertinent to your life being commandeered by the state.
Yeah.
But when it comes to under that age, you know, I guess you could say, well, if you can drive on the highways, then you ought to be able to vote. Well, I don't really know whether or not 16 is...
there's a lot of questions about the maturity of 16-year-olds behind the wheel. Why do they put, you know, massively high insurance rates for those kids? My son really was not anxious to get out behind the car. I think a lot of the millennials, well, post-millennials, not as interested as when we were kids. We couldn't wait when we got 15. We got our learner's permit, right?
Well,
kids today.
There's also a problem here that there's an absence of experience in the real world. I mean, a 16-year-old is typically in high school, right?
Right.
So you have an absence of, I'm not saying all 16-year-olds. Many 16-year-olds will work full-time and, you know, but for most 16-year-olds, there's an absence of real-world experience that enables them to appreciate the various interests at stake that affect our country.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, 16 seems to me to be just too young.
You know,
an absence of experience necessary to fully.
Jonathan, I think I got away.
What you're doing?
A litmus. If they took a Constitution course, and they really became skilled in knowing all of the everything about the reason for everything in it, that they would be qualified at 16. But I know that like Pelosi is not qualified at her age as Grandma Pelosi to vote based on her lack of, you know, fealty to the Constitution. So I think we've nailed it. It isn't so much about age; it's about what do you know about the Constitution? And that should be the litmus. Anyway, Jonathan, how did we run out of time already? This was fast.
This flew.
It did. Well, again, next week, 4 hours earlier, folks, get ready, set your clocks. Total daytime show. And we're real excited, Jonathan, that we'll be together and maybe even visually. So we'll talk about it between now and then, of course.
Sounds good, Robert.
All right, as it is, with every hour of the show, we're just reminding you, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal, even politically, constitutionally, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.